This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The results are official. The November 5th election in Wisconsin has been certified. That means all county clerks have finished their canvassing, checking all the results to make sure they're accurate, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission has put their rubber stamp on those numbers. They show Donald Trump won the state by more than 29,000 votes. That's 0.9%. They also tell the story of Tammy Baldwin's narrow win. She eked out a victory with almost 29,000 votes. The head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party is now vying to lead it on the national scale. Ben Wickler announced he's running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. He's been the chair of WisDems for 5 years. In that time, he's raised more than $200 million, believed to be the most of any chair of a state party. He faces a crowded competition, which includes the head of Minnesota Democrats, a former Maryland governor, and a New York state senator. And a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice has died. David Prosser was a speaker of the assembly for the GOP. In 1998, then-Governor Tommy Thompson appointed him to a vacant seat on the state's highest court. In 2011, during debate over Wisconsin's Act 10 law, Prosser allegedly put Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in a chokehold. A special prosecutor investigated, and there wasn't enough evidence to file charges, while the state's Judicial Ethics Commission couldn't act because three conservative members recused themselves. Prosser was 81 years old. An update on that bizarre story where people were accidentally given pizza laced with THC. It happened back in October in Stoughton. Turns out a staff member from Famous Yeti's Pizza was cooking in a shared industrial kitchen where people have their own separate kitchen rooms. When they ran out of cooking oil, they went searching for some from one of their neighbors. They grabbed what they thought was cooking oil, but was clearly labeled THC oil. They just didn't see that label. The oil was completely legal, by the way. All this is according to Public Health Madison, Dane County. Officials said they started to put together what happened when someone who had to go to the hospital said it felt like they'd eaten an edible. A new report from health officials says at least 85 people had symptoms and more than 30 had to seek medical attention. At first, they thought it only affected pizza, but now they know the THC made it into sandwiches and cheese bread, too. Meanwhile, crime victims in Dane County would have more access to information about their offenders under a new proposal. Two county supervisors have introduced a resolution to partner with a company called Victim Notification and Information Every Day. People will be able to log on to one system to see updates on their court case, status of their offender, like whether they're in custody and where, and resources. Deputies already give victims this information directly. They get it from an automated system, and then they have to pass it along to the victims. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says through this system, victims would have to rely on law enforcement for updates. Instead, they'd have all that information at their fingertips and would get automatic alerts. The program would cost about $300,000. This year, 3,000 people across Dane County were signed up for victim notifications. And a federal civil rights complaint has been filed against the Waukesha School District, joining a growing number of districts statewide facing filings because advocates say their policies harm queer students. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
LGBTQ plus advocacy groups Fair Wisconsin and G-Safe made the filing. It's in response to policy changes in the district that mandate pronoun use consistent with students' birth sex. The lawsuit alleges violations of Title IX. The complaint filed with the Department of Education and the Office for Civil Rights claims the changes create a hostile environment for transgender and non-binary students.
This is the sixth complaint that's been filed across Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News. And gas prices are dropping. They're now well below $3 in most of the state. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week. The average in Wisconsin today is $2.77 per gallon. This is 8.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 15 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Areas around the Great Lakes may have seen prices go up just before traveling commenced around the Thanksgiving holiday. However, most of the nation saw prices holding stable or decline slightly, with the national average near the lowest level seen since 2021. Officials at Gas Buddy say the weeks ahead should feature slight drops in most areas. You should see gas for $2.99 or less through the holiday shopping season. Potential impacts from tariffs are something to watch for, though they would have no effect until late January if implemented at all.
Here in Dane County, the average today is 283. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks have won six in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. And get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.